for some sports news. We head to the Middle East for an update on the Special Olympic World Games, which are taking place in Abu Dhabi. Here's our correspondent, Andy May.
Hello from a place called Zayed Sports City, a large sports complex here in the United Arab Emirates capital. This is where the opening ceremony was for the Special Olympics and where the men's and women's football competitions are taking place. What's happening here until Thursday's closing ceremony is this year's biggest humanitarian event in the world. And this particular Special Olympics World Games is the largest in history, with 200 nations present here in Abu Dhabi and also neighbouring Dubai. If you missed our report last week, the Special Olympics is for those with intellectual disabilities such as autism and Down syndrome. We've had some wonderful scenes in the past few days with medals won by those competing from all over the world. 200 nations are present. France, a short while ago, were up to 17 medals in total, 7 gold, 5 silver and 5 bronze. India were leading the way on 30 golds, 95 overall, followed by China with 29 gold medals and a total of 72. Egypt, the best African nation, winning 13 golds and 32 overall. A highlight so far in Abu Dhabi has been the appearance of Chelsea and Cote d'Ivoire icon Didier Drogba. He's an ambassador for the World Games and took part in a series of football matches involving players with intellectual disabilities. And even for Drogba, a Champions League, a Premier League winner, this whole experience has been immensely humbling.
Of course, there's a lot of African teams here for the World Games, but I want to encourage more of my friends, more of our artists in entertainment, in football, in cinema, in movies, everywhere. I want to encourage them, like the African stars, to come and support those people, because really they change our lives, the way we see life, we see things.
From my perspective as a sports reporter who covers predominantly football and tennis all year round, it's been fascinating to watch and commentate on the football at the Special Olympics. It's played as a unified competition, so this means athletes with disability alongside partners who don't have a disability, resulting in a good standard, to be honest. And the unified element is, as I understand it, a growing part of what the Special Olympics do to help those with intellectual disabilities. Earlier I had a chat with an athlete away from the football venue at the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre, which is playing host to sports such as badminton and handball. Johnny is an athlete with Aruba, whose Special Olympics director is Arturo Werleman. Johnny first. What is your sport? What sport do you play?
Badminton.
Badminton?
Yeah.
Badminton, okay. And have you had fun? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
How many years have you played badminton? You have played badminton for your lifetime?
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you like to go again to the next Special Olympics?
Yes.
I think in Germany.
We are here at the Games with 21 athletes. We have a Special Olympics program in Aruba. It's very, we serve all special schools at the, with 7 sports every week.
How are you finding it here in Abu Dhabi? Is it going well?
Yeah, it's going all right. It's nice. I have been to 5 other World Games, and every time it's something else. People are very kind.
What has really made you smile from an Aruba point of view with your athletes?
Okay, it's not a culture. The athletes at the beginning don't understand when they see the dress of the Arabs. And we try to explain them. That's something of their culture. That's not their religion, but their culture. They didn't understand it. And the days when we arrived, the first 2-3 days, they were looking around all the time, you know, at that. But now they get accustomed to it. So, our athletes, they train hard, yeah, during all those years, 4 years. We have young athletes, we have athletes a little bit older, and we try to balance it. No, not only the best go, just like in Paralympics, only the best go, but in Special Olympics, the athlete with less ability can compete and can win the medal. So we balance it. We bring, and the half is from a high functioning, and the other half is a low ability.
We still have 3 more days to go of the Special Olympics, with the closing ceremony taking place here in Abu Dhabi on Thursday evening.